Since I've done one of these, it seems like I've been so busy that I haven't even had a chance to. Of course, if you've been around a while, I've done a couple podcasts in the past, and I would like to. I always have this inclination of getting back to it and doing it on a weekly or bi-weekly basis, but it just seems like I got so much other things going on, and I just give myself too many responsibilities. Well, I can say one thing, that this website is back up and operational. So I was just so busy pretty much all summer with various other things versus moving and vacation and whatnot. And finally, I feel like I'm caught up and moved into a new place. So I want to put a little bit more life into this site. And I'm trying to do that, as you probably have noticed, through politics, because I think that, at least if you're in America, and maybe if around the world, you've noticed that there is a presidential debate going on right now in this country. For me, it's very emotional. I think it's we've gotten to the point where I'm tired, I'm worn out from the last 8 years of what I consider crimes against humanity, and there's one thing that I've learned. A lot of people get mad or say that R.E.M. is into about politics, and you know, my answer to them has always been, it is about politics. You know, there's something that connects us through its music, that at its peak or its end point is trying to make us better people. And I think that their music has pretty much exhibited that. If you've gone to a show, you know that there are booths set outside for local charities. If you've heard Michael Stipe or the band speak of the environment or women's rights or human rights or whatever it might be, you know that they're talking passionately about these subjects. But I don't think that the band should lead that. I think that in all of us, we have to lead that within ourselves. And so that was one of the reasons why I actually started up a Barack, REM Fans for Barack Obama website. So I do hope you check that out. It's on the top of my webpage. You can check it out. And as I said, I felt like I'm a little behind the eight ball because it's something that I probably should have done like 3 months ago. But I'm starting a little late and I've got some good ideas. I think it's going to be pretty cool. I've got some pretty cool people working and spending a lot of time doing things for me, which is a little weird sometimes, but I really, really appreciate it. But I think it's not just for me. I think it's just for everyone. What I'm going to hope with these podcasts is just to have some fun. We're going to listen to some music and I'll talk. So on to another song. I believe the next song we'll play is going to be Revolution.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Your revolution is a silly idea, yeah. All your friends are feeling bad. It's like you need a reason to be feeling bad, yeah. You spot an armband when you're good and mad, yeah. La 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 la. Oliver North is running for Senate. Bomb the abortion clinic. Reagan's defense is the deficit. The virus was invented. Black men can't get acquitted. All the crimes that we committed. The future never happened. It never happened.
La 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 la.
It's a silly idea, yeah. You try to look like a punk rock girl, a whole lot of serial curl, but I don't have time for your theatrics. Everybody knows you're a bad actress. I don't know, I'm feeling bad, yeah. The scum is rising, yeah.
La 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 la.
You know, I think before we can even talk about the issues, we have to realize what's the most important thing. You know, if you are listening to this, my first question, are you registered to vote? Can you vote in the district that you live in? Have you registered to vote? Have you voted? You know, this is, if you're an American, even if you're overseas, it is something that we've fought for, the freedom, the right to make a decision, and to say that that our decisions are not important. Let's just go back to the 2000 election. Had we gotten 1,000 more, or maybe 15, I know there are people out there that feel that we did not win the, you know, we won the election, but what I'm saying is, had there been enough people in the state of Florida that had registered to vote, we could have made a difference. The last 8 years might have been a lot different than the way they are now. So I encourage you to go out and find, you know, go to your, find how to register in your state and get that done. I will be posting links and such on my site. I hope this weekend when I get some time, and where some very helpful links that will hopefully aid you on that. So if not, you can Google it, and it should be obviously something you can pretty much easily do. And in fact, it's something that I had to do because I moved, so I had to change districts. And most of the time, it's pretty easy. It's just filling out a form and sending it in, or going to a local place where you can register. As I said, each state is different, so it is imperative that you get that taken care of as soon as you can. So, on that note, we're going to start another song. I should add one more thing. If you have registered to vote, try to get a friend or a couple friends. Ask them if they've registered, and you know, pass that information on, because I think that is a very important aspect, that not only you are voting, but encouraging your community, your friends, your family members, your peers to also to vote. So, and as I said, on that note, we'll play another REM song. The next song is Life and How to Live It.
Lead the way to
Well, to sidestep politics for a minute, let's have some comedic fun, or maybe not some comedic fun. I know that some people probably either thought it was funny or not, that my little Boba Fett post maybe made some people chuckle, or maybe they didn't notice at all. Yes, of course, if you have not heard, or if you're downloading this, Peter Buck lost his guitar. Or I should say, didn't lose it, and had it stolen. Which I guess it's going to be hard for him to be a rock and roll star. Or the band. I'm always curious as to seeing if they lose it, if they can actually play some of the old songs. Are they going to? He's going to pull out one of his other weapons of musical destruction to delight the fans with. But so yeah, I guess he got it stolen, which is unfortunate. It's like, you know, I guess they're worth money, and you know, people find some thrill or joy into getting them. But I guess you know, once you get something like that, and you know, how can you really sell it? You know, what are you supposed to do? Put it on eBay? Because that's the whole point. It's Peter Buck's guitar, nobody else's. So let's hope that he finds it so they can play some of the old IRS tunes again. Because of course that would, I think, make many fans happy. So yeah, and it was sort of weird seeing some of the response to it, which I understand. It's a very significant issue in amongst the REM world, but some of the rewards handed down by fans, if they have that much money to offer to find a guitar, we obviously have a lot of rich fans, and then of course some of the emotion that, so I think some of these people wanted to create go out and start searching for it themselves, or kill the person, permanently maim the person or people that stole it, which again is slightly humorous. You know, to be honest, it's only a piece of wood with some strings, and you know, there's metal, of course, and you plug it into an amp and it plays music. It doesn't breathe. It's not a child, you know, in our world of war, and it's quite minute, considering. But let's, as I said, let's still hope that they find it. I should play a song from the old days that maybe they. I'm not a guitar hero, so I can't tell you whether he played Rickenbacker on this song, but the next song is Green Girl of the Rushes.
Look at my hands, you found some cheap hands, rubbing bombs and green shoes for you. Who's blue? Look at that building. Look at this. Green road, the rushes go. Compass point, circus away. Paper freedom.
If you noticed any of the songs that I've been playing, or you've actually been singing along, or doing your laundry, cooking food, whatever, obviously you notice there's a little bit of a political bent to them. One of my favorite songs, "Green Grow the Rushes." I do love the line "Amber Waves of Gain," which, from my understanding, if you read, from reading the website, it's, or the websites. There is a belief that the intent of the song was a song about migrant farm workers, which is a subject that has not been brought up at all in this campaign, which is very odd. But considering that John McCain feels a certain way, that's a little bit more proactive to immigration than many Republicans, I can see why. But let's talk about the issues, or let's talk about this election. I know that, for me, one of the things that, I've had a lot of, as I said, I've been emotionally involved in this election probably since, really, for, I think probably since Iowa. I think, you know, I've always been an Obama fan, but, it was when he won Iowa, I realized that this wasn't just a dream anymore. There was a real definite shot that he had a chance to win the Democratic nomination, because the question never was, again, can a black man win presidency? You know, or white people won't elect a black person. And Iowa showed that was not the case. And it was never for me about a black person being a president. It was the idea that the best person being the president. And I just got bit by a cat. But anyway, in my opinion, he was the best person, or he is the best person. It's not just, I mean, I think it comes down to a couple things. I think it comes down to the issues, number one. I think it comes down to the type of person he is, number two. I think that he is someone who is genuinely trying to bring this country together. I think on the whole, I think that he has been very fair with the candidates. I know that people will probably disagree, but as I said, on the whole, I think that he's been the fairest. He's not attacking with what I consider lies or inconsistencies that are far from the truth. And I would obviously like to get into that a little bit more, but I see him as a 21st century leader. A lot of people look at his experience and say, well, you know, what has he done? You know, my question is, what has he done in this campaign? I mean, if you look at what he's accomplished, people look at experience as being something that's very important in the job. But I also think that new ideas are also very important. And it's not just the ability to have great ideas, but to actually make them work. Barack Obama has raised more money and has a campaign that is very unlike any other presidential campaign in recent memory. One that's based on small donations from people versus large donations. And if you look at the amount of money he's raised and the amount of awareness that he's brought into his campaign, you realize that he used the elements like Facebook and community organizing on a technological level to build up his support. It is not really a top-down campaign, but more, as he says, a bottom-up. It is something where someone like myself can create a group called REM Fans for Obama on his web space and get fans and get people involved and organized. While I might not do this good of a job as some people have done, it does say that it can be done. And it provides something, and to me, that's a very, these are very important things that we must realize. We look at the impact or how people actually run something large, and we realize that Obama has had very little problems. His staff has been with him. There isn't anybody who's there hasn't been any mass reorganizations like the Clinton or McCain campaigns. There has never been any issues about raising money. So I think what he's done is been very impressive. And if you don't agree with his issues, you do have to look at what he's done and be impressed with that. And on to another song. So hold on, let's see what we'll play now. We will play Little America.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sun.
I think one of the problems, or one of the things that, you know, if I listen to people talk about our country, is we typically pick the candidate that makes us feel the best, and it becomes less about issues and more about image. Someone like Sarah Palin can make the conservatives enthusiastic about their chances to win again, a fresh new face, something that's not Bush, something that's new, that hasn't been tarnished, and that makes them feel good. In the same way that Barack Obama did that for the Democrats. I think the one difference between Palin and Obama was that Palin was vetted. I'm sorry, Obama was vetted. I mean, he was chosen by the people, whereas Sarah Palin has only done her first interview as of today with Charles Gibson, which, if you watched, there were a couple moments there where I guess I questioned how much information she knew. For one, she did not know what the Bush Doctrine was. And secondly, she did differ on I think her feelings about terrorism, and especially Pakistan, which did differ from John McCain's view. But I think she's enthusiastic for the Republicans. I do think she's out of her league. I think there's a difference. I mean, the fact is that there's no doubt that being a mayor is a position, and there's no doubt that is experience at some level. To compare who has more experience, or if that's the most important ideal, I think what it means is that it's the right experience. Is it the type of experience where you're dealing with issues long enough to be able to understand them in the correct context? You know, Alaska is not like any other state that we've run into. It's the largest state, but it's also one of the smallest in population. It is Sarah Palin, of course, can brag about her energy knowledge, but she could have high approval ratings for the fact that she gives back a lot of the money back to her residents for money that's taxed. She taxes the oil companies, which, of course, that tax money, of course, is paid by us. So we're essentially giving a lot of money to Alaska. And they made a lot of money this year because the gas prices went up. So, yeah, sure she understands a little bit of energy, and that's fine. But does she understand total energy policy? I don't know. I think it comes down to much more than that. Being close to Russia does not make her an expert on foreign policy, as we saw tonight. She has specific beliefs in a conservative viewpoint in regards to abortion, and she's very strictly pro-life. She's never encouraged people to burn books, that the question has come up about the idea that books should be banned or from libraries, and that's a concern. Her husband was part of the Alaskan Independence Party, which was a party that its point was to secede from the Union, that they wanted an official vote, which is a little odd. So it seems to me that it's a little bit more of an independent thought. But he's not getting attacked on the same level that Barack Obama's wife, Michelle Obama, is getting attacked for her feelings, nor has she said anything about it. Of course, she's only vice president. But different than all this is that she has the least experience in state and federal politics since Spiro Agnew, who was Nixon's vice president in '68. Who in fact had to resign because of tax issues. So it is very uncommon. This is a very uncommon situation, but it's also one of what I've noticed is she's a very polarizing figure. Is that she's very either very well liked or pretty much hated. From a standpoint of a liberal, the more women I talk to, the more I seem to hate her. I've not run into one that actually appreciates her yet, but maybe there will be someone out there that does. I think that, again, this is someone who just gets the base involved. And on Sarah Palin, I don't have any Sarah Palin songs, but I guess... Well, we do have one, I guess. Sarah Palin doesn't believe in man-made global warming. It exists, she does not believe it is man-made, and that, and for that reason alone, I think we should play "Fall on Me" in dedication to her.
Oh,
as I've rambled on here, there's got to be someone out there who's probably bored of my voice, so we'll try to keep the commentaries sweet or short and sweet from now on. I've only gotten through six songs, and we're already at 42 minutes. As I said, all these songs are live, so it's just, so hopefully it's be a little fun listening to. And let's play another one of my favorites. This is actually, I think I had this posted on my website before, but it's one of my favorite songs, and well, it's got a little bit, I guess, a political feel to it. So felt really good on Document. It's King of Birds.
Songs for students usually. What we think we need, what they believe we need, what we think we see, what they believe we see. It's been a long, 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 and it keeps on going on. The singer must sing his song, and the leader must start the march and fall behind to walk with the people. Thumbnail sketch, a jeweler's stone, a main idea to call my
Yeah. Everybody hit the ground. Everybody hit the ground. Water seeping in. The catacombs are there.
As I said, I don't want to ramble on too much longer. I want to sort of wrap this up within an hour, but I do want to just say that I just wanted to make this as sort of like an intro to some of the podcasts of what, that I'm going to have in the future. Just a hope that people can get them involved and, you know, read about what's going on, read about the issues, read, not just make some, belief of who you think these people are. Well, I don't like them. Well, you know, why don't you like them? You know, and I hear so many vague answers. Well, you know, I'm, you know, so you get some 70-year-old and it's like, well, John McCain's like me because I'm 70. And I'm like, well, to me, I think that's ridiculous. You know, again, we are in a point, you know, our economy is in the pits. Our gas prices are too high. Our government doesn't work, and I don't know how someone who's talking and posting advertisements about Barack Obama teaching kids about sex education is trying to, is a leader. Yeah, to me, that's not leading. That's dividing. Anybody who actually kept a, you know, paid attention would realize that Barack Obama wasn't trying to teach kids sexual education. What he was trying to do was keep them away from people that were from predators, so they know things like what's good touch and what's bad touch. Or when we hear lipstick on a pig, we don't assume that Barack Obama is sexist because he said that. And of course, when he said that line, it was in reference to Sarah Palin. That particular line has been used by John McCain several times before this, as well as Dick Cheney and a lot of other politicians on both sides of the aisle. It is a, you know, while we might not believe that it's a common line, it's been something that's been used. It, the idea that, you know, if you put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. You know, you can't dress something up. and that's the entire point. Now, we, of course, we love pigs, but it's this kind of thing. It's this kind of idea that people are getting swayed and believing in a swift boat advertising that attacks people not on anything that's substantial, not on issues that attack, you know, this is how someone believes Iraq should be dealt with, and this is how someone else believes it should be done, dealt with, or how, but specific differences. You know, if someone believes, if someone's making $1 million a year and doesn't want their taxes raised and is voting for McCain, I can understand that. but a lot of times I think people don't understand, or they say, well, I'm a Republican, and good Democrats want to grow government. Well, not necessarily. The Republicans have grown government more than the Democrats have in the last 25 years. During the Clinton years were probably the only years that we actually had a balanced budget. And while we can look and claim that it was a Republican Congress, but it was working on both sides to get that done. And that's the compromising person in me. However, that did not occur during the Reagan years or the Bush years or the Bush 2 years, George W.'s years, we've seen that this country has used their force improperly, and at the same time, we have to remember Hurricane Katrina. This country was ill-prepared to deal with that. So I want people to get involved, to listen to this. Hopefully you enjoy some of the music and not get too tired of my voice. We're going to play one more song. It's the end of the world as we know it. However, there's a little piece of a little middle piece in there that's pretty neat. So it's Michael Stipe doing People Have the Power, which I think is pretty cool.
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. I am a hurricane, listen to yourself. John Wells, so the zone needs dummies. So you're on me, beat it up and I speak. Run now, strength, the ladder, so they're clatter with fear, fight down, hard wire and a fire. Represent the 7 days, government for hire. At a combat site, left to west and coming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. T-9-T reporters, battle Trump, tether crop. Look at that low plan, climb that. Overflow, population, common, movement, introduce. Save yourself, serve yourself, and pull out. Switch your tongue, listen to your heart bleed. Tell me with the rapture and the reverend and the right. Right, you patriotic, patriotic, slam, book neck. Feeling pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world. And I feel fine. 6 o'clock, TV hour, don't get caught. Four towers, slice and burn, return. Listen to yourself, turn. Like an in uniform, a button burning, light, light. Heavy butter, rescue, automotive scenery. Light a candle, light a butter, step down, step down. Watch your heel cross, cross, uh-oh. This speed's no fear, cavalier. Renegades, tear, clear, tournament, tournament, tournament of life. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Fine. Oh.
The world around. Is this a moment in time that you chose to be alive? Who are you? I believe everything we dream can come to pass through our youth. We can turn the world around. We can change the earth's revolution. It's the end.